This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do a lot of things with this hour of the program. It's the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, American family farmer guy. Jennifer Horn is here, radio extraordinaris. Is that the female? If you're extraordinary, can you be extraordinaris? If
you're a female, we don't celebrate genders here.
Oh, we know. Oh, excuse me. Yes, thank you very much. The headline in the farm paper today is "Make Money with Manure." We could perhaps go down that street, or we could talk about March Madness. Jay
Kirshner. Is that still happening?
That's what I wanted to know. You know what the Ides of March are, right? When the Ides of March, let's see.
It's our anniversary, Doug.
Yes, it is. We first got together on March 15th. What was it? 2004? When was it when you first learned it? 2006. Okay. Well, that was close. All right. So what about March Madness? What about the basketball tournaments that everybody seems to get all worked up about? Last year, they had them. Didn't they have them in one place? But I remember that. They sort of did them, but they didn't do them. And so this year, what's happened with college basketball and what's going on with the NCAA basketball tournaments, i.e. March Madness? Not being an expert in that department, I figured I'd turn to Jay, who's an expert on everything. And
the SEC tournament's happening here in Nashville.
Is it?
Started yesterday, and it goes through the weekend.
Oh. All right. So what is that? That's the Southern Conference, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How many teams are involved in it?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know. I am horrible at this. I don't follow college sports.
Shame on you.
Yeah, right? I just know that the SEC is in Nashville because it's a big, I mean, it happens every year. There's a portion of us played here, and so it's a big moneymaker for the city. And last year, with everything going on, obviously, didn't really happen. So this year, there's a lot of hype around it because people are just so happy it's back.
Well, they are.
And they're in a bubble. They're playing in Indiana, it looks like. The NCAA men's basketball tournament, they say, unlike any March Madness that has ever come before. All games will be played in Indiana, with most in Indianapolis. Selection Sunday is March 14th. The first four play March 18th. The first round, March 19th and 20th. And then it all culminates on April 5th. That's the NCAA championship game.
See, I knew if I asked the question, I'd get an answer.
Just got to Google. Yeah.
The New England Patriots got a big award for losing Tom Brady. The NFL draft is taking place.
They got to start their summer vacation early.
Right. Well, they did.
Winning.
They also got the highest compensatory draft pick this year because of Brady going to Tampa Bay. For some reason or other, I think I'm surprised that Belichick is still there, and I don't know why. I just find it, you know, you hear some of the locals around here where I am in Massachusetts talking, the growling and grumping about Brady, and look at, he won another one, and Belichick blew that. And more people blame Kraft than blame Belichick, but the two of them, boy, they really blew that. So maybe this is just another example of it, one way or another. Speaking of blowing things, we were talking, there's been a sort of thread to, what? Why are you laughing?
Keep going.
What, speaking of blowing things?
Go ahead.
I know where your mind is.
It's just a weird transition.
Thank you. Well, listen, you know, I'm the king of transitions. Yeah, right. Segway serenade with Stefan. The situation with the country reopening, schools, businesses, getting, you know, the mask requirements are down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The city of Los Angeles, state of California, where Jennifer is, celebrating. And to listen to these fools, these idiots, the mayor of Los Angeles and that jerk Newsom, it's like, okay, well, because of our intelligent leadership, the movie theaters can open up again. And the theme parks will open up again.
Has nothing to do with the recall.
No, sure, nothing.
Weird timing, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They, I just got an update from the recall. Somebody sent me a message. They have 2,065,000 signatures. They still have a few more days to collect. All they needed was 1.5 million.
Good for them.
28% rate of throwing
Let's
the signatures
out. Get rid of that
out.
Jackass.
So he's got to be sweating. He has to.
Right. Good. Now, Joe Biden, as the new president of the United States, is talking as well as he can. He has a few gaffes here and there, and he always has. How is his Spanish, Jennifer? Are there people around him that are, or his, either he's trying to speak Spanish? What? Go ahead.
It wasn't Biden, actually.
It wasn't?
It wasn't his gaffe this time. It must be in the water over there.
Maybe.
I don't know. No, there was this, one of the administrators for the Department of Homeland Security and for the Border Patrol comes out at the press conference yesterday with Jen Psaki, the press secretary, and she goes up there and kind of delivers an update, sort of unknowingly says, yeah, it's our problem, our administration's problem that we've got this run on the border. But then she goes into the Spanish message to people trying to come here, and she's trying to say that the border is closed because it's being overrun right now. And instead of saying the border is closed, she mistakenly said, not closed. So
great. In Spanish.
She went out there in Spanish, the border is not closed.
Hooray! All right, so anyway, the press apparently is getting a little tougher on Ms. Psaki. Is that how you pronounce your name? Psaki or Psaki?
Psaki, like the drink.
Drink, yeah, okay. Anyway, so there appear to be lots of different bits and pieces of information that make us think that the border crisis is a mess. Border situation. I don't like the word crisis. But apparently the press, which was, you know, not too sympathetic to Trump and his plans for the border, seem to be taking the same approach kind of with Biden. You're making a mess out of it, too. So where is the happy medium here? Or is there one?
This is not unique to administration. Trump had a problem at the border, a crisis at the border in 2019. But what he did was went to Mexico, made a deal with them, came up with a plan that would allow people who were seeking either asylum or wanting to come migrate to the country, they'd wait in Mexico for their turn instead of doing catch and release, which Democrats and Republicans both agree that that doesn't work. Well, because Orange Man Bad, when Biden came into office on day one, he unraveled all of those Trump immigration policies. So that deal with Mexico, he canceled. And now people are just marching through. They're coming in. And the Border Patrol is being inundated, not only with just adults coming in, but with unaccompanied minors. So remember when people were going, oh, Trump's putting kids in cages? Well, now Biden's putting kids in cages, except even more. He's got them at 500% over capacity of COVID-19 right. restrictions because there's no place to put these people.
So who's this Arizona sheriff? Now, Arpaio's gone, so there's somebody new in his place.
No, Arpaio is still there, but there's another Arizona sheriff that's speaking out that says, you know, you come here, you talk, you say a lot of fancy things, and then you don't do anything to help people at the border or the border states. And a lot of people in Texas and California, Democrats and Republicans, are speaking out saying that this new policy or lack of policy, it's not helping anybody. It's not humane, first of all, for the people who are coming here.
No,
and it certainly isn't good
conditions.
For American citizens. So
yeah.
What are we going to do? And that's why they attempted to fix it yesterday with this woman coming out to say that the border is closed, but she botched it and said the border's not closed.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of quick things.
You have to laugh. If you don't laugh, you cry.
Give us some, well, here we go, this stunt man that sat in the bean dip yesterday.
Yeah, and this happened, this is a local hero for me.
Oh, my God, tell that story. This is a visualization and a half.
So I work, you've been to CRN, this is, we could go here for lunch, and we will, although we might want to stay away from the bean dip, because I hear it tastes funny.
Yeah.
But there's this Mexican restaurant called Los Toros in Chatsworth, and the restaurant has been struggling, they haven't been allowed to do indoor dining, they haven't been able to do events, which they rely on. So to make a statement against Newsom, this guy Hunter Barker went to Los Toros, his favorite restaurant, and he sat in a tub of bean dip in front of the restaurant for 24 hours. To encourage people to eat there,
yay.
And also
yeah.
to protest against the closures.
All right. Don't look too closely at the bean dip that this guy sat in.
It's all a big vat, too.
I see that Cuomo's favorability rating has gone down 21% in about as many hours. With all this, another lady, did I see another woman has come forth and said, he touched me.
Yeah, there are six. This one might be the most, I think, troublesome, because she said that she was summoned to the governor's mansion in Albany, and then he touched her there inappropriately. Right. And she was supposed to be there to work, and she was a young woman, so it kind of fits mm-hmm. the story. But right. he's got a lot of problems. Not just that. It's a nursing home scandal
nursing
as well.
Home stuff, mm-hmm. right.
And people were overlooking it, and now his favorability is at 21%.
And by the way, if you want to know what's going on with Cuomo, don't watch CNN, because there is a complete blackout because of the brother being there. There's no talk, no news, no information, nothing about anything that relates to Cuomo. None. Zero. Zero. Just for those of you who like credibility, you won't find it. You won't find it on most of the networks, actually, but certainly not there. All right, 16 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer J. and Doug. Victoria back next Monday. How'd you like a simple way to get rid of the deadly belly fat that you may have over the course of the winter, over COVID? There are a lot of people who have gotten, they haven't exactly had a great diet. Carbs, calories, all that stuff, the good comfort foods. But in doing that, you've added an inch or two to the fat quotient. And if you're not careful, you could be at risk for premature death. If you can pinch more than 3 inches of fat in your belly, doctors say you have a problem. So if you'd like to take care of that problem, if you'd like to fix the fat, then you ought to go to toploss.com and get on the program with Calitrin, the important weight loss formula that's only available to people who are smart. If you're a dummy, don't bother. Just go to toploss.com. Calitrin is for smart people because it doesn't involve any drugs, no stimulants, nothing. It's not the easy way, but it's the right way to take care of your body, to take care of the things that need care while you're losing that weight. It's a great formula. It's a fabulous company. They have great intentions. If you want help, they have Q&A people available, counselors. When you go to toploss.com, you can make that arrangement. But think about it. Losing that belly fat, just do yourself a favor right now. See if you can squeeze more than 3 inches around your belly. If you can, you need to go to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Take these 4 capsules every night before you go to bed. And in 45 days, you'll be on the road to recovery, so to speak. Toploss.com for Calitrin. When you check out, use the DJV code. One if you pay for shipping, and you get 1-for-1. The BOGO deal at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, here we are, 23 half the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Still a lot of people talking as the trends continue to focus on Gaga and the dog napping and the gangs. It's a pretty eerie reality when you think about it, don't you think? When you get right down to brass tacks.
It is. It makes you really worried to walk your dog.
Yeah. If well, that's a way of looking at it. In a moment, the returns on the question regarding daylight savings time. Should we keep it or ditch it right after this? Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right. As we get through the thoughts, the trends, the tidbits here, the whole discussion of daylight savings time as it is around the corner this weekend, you spring ahead. Do we have the same old arguments being made here, Jay, or are there some different pitches?
No, it's pretty much the same argument. Keep the time change or ditch it. And if you do ditch the time change, should we keep it daylight standard time the whole year round or daylight saving time the whole year round?
What would you prefer? What would work better for you, your family, thinking about it? I guess I like it better when it's later at night because then I go work more on the farm later into the night. But, you know, I guess it depends. I start early in the day. You do, too. So it just adds. It stretches the day. Makes it more valuable, the time more valuable anyway.
I mean, I'm a night owl. I think night is just beautiful, especially on a clear night when you can see all the stars.
How you doing getting up at 3:30 in the morning?
Oh, fine. I mean, I've been doing it for years.
I'm
one of those people that I don't like having to get out of my bed, whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. If I have to get vertical, I'm very angry about it for a moment.
Ooh,
but then once I'm up, I'm up and I'm good and I'm fine.
Ah, okay. Here's something new. A bill, this is trending, requiring high school students to take the citizenship test to graduate. Wow. What a great idea. It's actually, there's a bill that's passed through what? The Oklahoma State House of Representatives is on this? Yes. This sounds like a great idea.
The bill has already passed the House, and if it becomes a law, students would need to pass the test starting with the class of 2025. A lot of people are for this. They think it's great that the students should be learning more about, you know, being a citizen in our country. However, a lot of people are pointing out making more standardized tests are not the answer. We need to do a better job with the curriculum.
No, but this is a sort of a focus. And I agree, standardized tests are a waste of time. But the citizenship test that we give to people who are coming into our country in order to become citizens is fair game, and it might be interesting. I'll bet you that in some regions of the country that the people coming in, applying for and doing it the proper way and passing the citizenship test will do better than the kids who are American-born. What do you bet?
Well, yeah, and I mean, of course, and a lot of people are also saying that they would like to see politicians given this test. How many would be able to?
Perfect. All right, here's something. Jennifer has gone on to her local program. There's a bill being proposed in California. Let's make sure we get to this tomorrow when Jennifer's here, Jay, that will do away with boys and girls sections in the retail stores. That sounds like an important thing to be worried about, right? Let's do away with boys here because let's have unisex for everybody. Perfect.
Why not?
Yeah, 28 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan with more pork than coronavirus relief on Wednesday. In fact, only 9% of the money is for coronavirus items. The bill does extend unemployment benefits through Labor Day and raises them by $300 a week. The pandemic aid legislation also offers a tax break up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits for individuals. It's $20,400 for married couples in 2020. More than 18 million Americans were collecting benefits as of mid-February 2021, according to the Labor Department. A female aide alleges New York Governor Andrew Cuomo aggressively groped her in a sexual manner after she was summoned to the governor's mansion last year to help Cuomo with phone troubles. They were alone in his private residence. He shut the door when the assault occurred. The unidentified woman is the sixth accuser of Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Spring training continues in Major League Baseball. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer talks about his start against the Cardinals Wednesday, throwing 3 scoreless innings and striking out 5.
I was able to get a little bit more intensity today, and you know, was just able to pound the strike zone, try to get some reads on some swings. So I wouldn't say I was. I mean, I always come into a game wanting to throw strikes. I never come into a game wanting to throw balls. So it's just a product of going out there and pitching. You just try to watch what's happening and know that you're going to face these guys during the season, that, you know, as much as we want to look in and dissect every little thing, it's practice.
NASCAR's Brad Keselowski with Team Penske has won the Busch Pole Award for Sunday's Instacart 500 at Phoenix Raceway. Phoenix Raceway President Julie Giese celebrates women in the sport.
I heard so much about Annie B. France and the role that she played with Big Bill in creating this sport. And I think she's been an inspiration to me. It's a story that I love hearing about her role, and I think as you look forward from Lisa's involvement, I also very much enjoy Jill Gregory being out at Sonoma Raceway, and another female track president. And like you said, all the competitors, it's tremendous. It's exciting. It's inspiring. And I think it's only going to continue as we move forward, and, just excited to see where it goes. Honestly, I think we've got a lot of momentum.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, Thursday, March 11th. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side with some of the top stories. There's a big storm developing in the west. The rains that we've been talking about in California and up and down the west coast moving inland. So there's heavy snow, Jay. Actually, there are 2 storms that are moving across the country. So it's mud and the usual on the west coast. They complain, we don't have enough water. We don't have enough rain.
Yeah, there's no
rain. When they get it,
it's too dry.
Right. And then when they get it, they complain, oh, it's raining. This is terrible. Anyway, there's a lot of flooding rain. And this was the storm that came across the Pacific from Hawaii. There's a big Pacific storm that blew across, affected Guam and then Hawaii and now the West Coast. And then it'll move all across the country, and we'll have rain here in New England probably Sunday from the same storm. But where we are, we're going to get 70 degrees here probably today and tomorrow. Down in Washington, it was 70 yesterday. What was the temperature in Nashville yesterday?
It was about 60-ish.
Yeah, so it's almost normal there this time of year. You have spring. You start planting your gardens, and farmers are working the fields about this time in Nashville, right? In Tennessee, it warms up about a month ahead of where we are.
There's still another cold snap that's going to come. So people try not to start too much until about April-ish.
I got it. Okay. Speaking of planting things, today, recognizing that spring is right around the corner, it's National Johnny Appleseed Day. As we remember this guy who made the apple pear trees bloom across the nation. So today, think about celebrating this fellow. It's a good legend. People who think about what he said. I remember seeing the picture of him with a pan on his head. Did you ever see that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
The book, Johnny Appleseed with a pan. But he did a lot. His name was John Chapman. He was born September 26, 1774, in Leominster, Massachusetts. He wasn't known, I mean, when he was young, his mother died apparently. His father packed him up, and they moved down to Springfield from Leominster. It wasn't a long hike. His father was a Minuteman. Well, it was at that time anyway. Father was in the Minuteman at Bunker Hill. And then he moved to northwest Pennsylvania when he was a young man. And he somehow discovered apple seeds. He took apples and he realized, you know, dry the seeds out, plant them. So he did that. He would find apples wherever he could, dry the seeds. He went all around West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and that's how he became known as Johnny Appleseed. I didn't know some of the story I didn't know myself.
Isn't that amazing? He introduced apple trees to so many states, and including Ontario.
Yeah, right. So good. That's why we celebrate. And it's neat. I have some apple. I planted four apple trees last year on the farm, different varieties. And now this spring I'm going to plant a couple of pear varieties. I have a nice peach tree here that just is always loaded, loaded, loaded with great fruit. Here's something to celebrate also today. Those of you who are fans of Keith Richards, he has a cockroach named for him now. Turned 77 yesterday. And a museum in his home state gave him an uncommon birthday present, a creepy crawly cockroach. It's the Youngsters Museum in West Hartford, Connecticut, named a Madagascar hissing cockroach Keith to commemorate his big day.
Well, his birthday was in December.
Yeah, well, apparently they're just getting around to it.
They're just getting around to it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Apparently the cockroach will completely reside in an enclosure on the museum there in West Hartford at 60 miles north of his home in Weston, Connecticut. They're going to be cared for by workers on the museum. So anyway, Keith Richards, isn't that nice to have a cockroach
isn't
name for you?
Isn't that some kind of odd statement? Like, are they kind of referring to him as a cockroach? Yeah, he's outlived so many things.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly what it is. You look at this guy, for as long as he's been around, he's been like walking death. And so now we can look at the cockroaches around that have survived through everything. And apparently that's what we think of when we look at Keith Richards. There you go. Who would have thunk it? It's 38 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to dig into something that's very important, having a very strong relationship. This information you're about to get will help you immeasurably when it comes to dealing with and checking out things that are possible to keep you healthy during COVID. That's up next here on the DJV Show.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Joe Sunday!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, GDEFY. G-D-E-F-Y. What is GDEFY? GDEFY is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive U UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering.
Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio.
You have nothing to lose but your pain.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. .42 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner and a couple of gentlemen who are very close to your nose. I'm not sure how many of you are aware. It is National Wash Your Nose Day. Who knew that? And National Wash Your Nose Week. I suppose maybe we could make a month-long celebration out of this. You've been listening to me for the past couple of months talk about the way to keep your nose clear with a product called Clear, X-L-E-A-R. And when we first started talking about it, people were not taken back, but they were interested to find out more about it just because of the way it's spelled. And then learning more about Clear and learning what it does for you in an all-natural way. So I've invited a couple of people who are pretty close to all of this to spend a few minutes with us talking about the pros and the cons, the effort that we can make to make sure in this climate that we have every tool available to us so that our nose, nostril, the system, you know, we all know that all the bad stuff comes through our nose and or our eyes. So let's get started with Nathan Jones, who comes to us from the parent company, Making Clear. Nathan, thank you for being here. Good to have you on the DJV program. Tell us about the original idea to use xylitol to make clear. And maybe if you explain a little bit to folks what xylitol is, that would be helpful.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, first of all.
Sure.
You know, it's always a joy coming back. But what xylitol is a natural sugar, okay? It's a sugar that does not have 6 carbon molecules. Not that anybody cares about that, but the bacteria and some of the other things in your nose, they do care. And they've known for 50 years that xylitol helps get rid of the acid-creating bacteria in your mouth. Your oral care products should all have xylitol. I would be willing to bet money that your dental professionals all know about xylitol. You should ask them about it. They should be telling you about it.
You know, after, if I may interject, after talking to you the first time off the air and I learned about xylitol and it was in toothpaste, I went out of my way to find toothpaste that had it in it because what you've said, what you've explained makes so much sense. And none of us want to have, anybody who's thinking it through, we don't want to have all of these, the drugs and stuff in our system. We want something natural. And it's so amazing that this thing works as wonderfully as it does. Having, you know, in our minds, we think, well, we have to have, somebody's got to produce a drug. But in fact, xylitol comes from fruits and vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it does.
Yeah.
So we started using it in a nasal spray because my father, who is a physician, he started reading all these studies back in the 90s. I mean, this is how safe and how long it's been on the market. In the 90s, where they were using chewing gum, and the kids in these studies, not only were they not getting cavities, they were getting 42% fewer upper respiratory infections. Just like chewing gum with xylitol. And so they did some studies, and what they found is that the xylitol actually blocks bacterial adhesion of the strep, staph, H. flu, MCAT, strep, all these other bacteria. So he, you know, obviously you can't give chewing gum to a baby. So he actually bought some xylitol, put it in the saline spray, and started washing their nose, and they stopped. They stopped getting sick.
Pretty amazing.
And so we started, I quit my day job, which I was out on oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. I quit that day job and started this company, and we've been selling it ever since. I mean, it's everywhere, but, you know, it's an amazing product. And
yeah, it really is. I take it, you know, I don't know if you've heard me do some of the commercials. When I do a commercial, I actually take the bottle, and I'm going to do it right now, and I stick it in my nose, and you can hear me squirt it into my nose. It's that simple. Little plastic bottle, you squirt it into your nose every couple of hours through the day. Everybody in the family should have one of these things. And bingo, you've done a great deal to protect yourself. And by the way, the product itself, the Clear, is at, you can buy it on Amazon or eBay or whatever, drug stores, grocery stores, natural food stores. I thought it would serve us well to have a pulmonologist talk for a couple of minutes about this from the professional point of view. You have created this and put it together, but Dr. Marco Sanchez is here with us, who's a pulmonologist, has examined all of these things. Doctor, could you spend a minute explaining why this combination that's in Clear works better, not only in the nose, but, you know, the pulmonary area, the lungs, et cetera, et cetera? How do the pieces fit together?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for having me. Just as a note of clarification, I'm not a pulmonologist. I'm a cardiorespiratory physiologist and medical researcher.
Okay.
But we're
sounds
we work
good.
In tandem.
Yeah, sounds good.
Tandem. What we call here is translational research. We take those the knowledge of research from basic sciences, like the bench side, and we take that knowledge and convert it into therapy for the bedside use. Now, in terms of how xylitol works, we have to take into consideration that we evolve with many of these bacteria inside of us, basically. So the nose and nasal cavity, it's basically the home of many of these bacteria, many of which, when they get out of control, they can cause disease. I'm going to give you a particular example.
All right, we got about 35 seconds here, doctor. So if you can give us an example quickly, that'd be good.
Yes. So Streptococcus pneumoniae, it's one of those bacteria. The use of xylitol reduces those populations.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, you have a more clean, more healthy nasal cavity, and the likelihood for diseases decreases.
Yeah. All right. So this is all around, this is a great product because of the ingredients. And you can, as I said, you can get it at wherever you find the grocery store, over the counter, the drugstore. And when you go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, look at the petition they have there to get this before the CDC to make it very possible and plausible for CDC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now on the DJD program. Oh, I recognize that theme. Let's find out from Chuck Curry in a moment why we are hearing Rocky in our ears. That's up next here on the DJD show.
15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, here we have Rocky in our ear. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on the DJV program. All right, what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
It was announced that MGM has set a Thanksgiving 2022 release date for its third entry in the Creed franchise, which will mark the directorial debut of its star, Michael B. Jordan, who plays the title character of Adonis Creed. A script's being written, so no word whether Sylvester Stallone's Rocky Balboa will be involved. But considering the fact that Sly Stallone has been Rocky Balboa in 8 films, I just think that this franchise would need him to some extent.
Absolutely.
To create, the type of buzz that they need. I like Michael B. Jordan, but he's sort of internal as an actor. I think the actress who plays his wife, Tessa Thompson, is awesome in those two Creed
movies. You don't like Michael B. Jordan's acting?
I like him, but he's what you call, he's sort of an internal actor, and I don't know if without Rocky in that story, if this flies as well as the first two Creed films, but I guess we'll have to see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be the result of all of this?
Well, I know Stallone has been working on ideas to do yet another Rocky, standalone Rocky movie. So I think there's a nice possibility that he will not be involved.
You mean he'd be fighting again? It sounds like grudge
not
match.
Not fighting. He would be. This is what I heard. It's not going to happen. But I heard he had a storyline with where Rocky Balboa takes on an illegal immigrant who becomes a heavyweight fighter in the United States, which is actually an interesting concept.
Interesting.
Yeah, for a movie. So
Michael B. Jordan's
movie,
character would be fighting the illegal? Is that the idea?
No. That has nothing. No, one has nothing to do with the other.
All right.
The idea I just said is a Rocky movie. Whatever they do in Creed 3, I don't know what the story would be. I got one other thing. Disney Plus has passed 100 million subscribers, well on its way to eventually, I think, surpassing Netflix, which is...
Okay, so tell me this. Do you think the fact that they've stripped their children's movie selection of some of the classics like Dumbo, The Aristocats, Peter Pan, because of so-called racist stereotypes is going to hurt them?
No.
I think
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why because if you think about the culture and society, I've been doing the show with you. If you look back when the O.J. Simpson trials, which really started the boom in cable television, to where we are now with all this stuff, the American attention span lasts maybe 1 or 2 days, and then people just move on to something else. So nothing really, no matter how serious or what people think, very little really sticks. So you may not like it. I think it's a little bit.
Look at their
explanation. They do have a right to do it as a private entity.
Yeah, of course they do.
They do have a right to do it as a private entity.
But it's so flimsy. The excuses they come up with are ridiculous.
I think 99% of the population didn't care about that issue before they made the announcement, and 99% of the population in a week's not really going to care. It's not going to stop people from wanting to watch Marvel movies and The Mandalorian and a lot of the other really cool content that Disney's going to produce. So,
but also we have these, there are a lot of these iconic movies for children, like Dumbo. They don't like the crows and the musical number paying homage to supposed racist minstrel shows and stuff like that. Who even thinks about stuff like that unless you're off the reservation to begin with?
It's sort of like lighting fire to your own house. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but that's what we're seeing play out here.
Peter Pan and the Lost Boys dance wearing headdresses, and that supposedly is offensive. Give me a break. The Aristocats, the Siamese cat, is depicted as a racist caricature of Asian peoples. I mean, who thinks about this stuff? All right. Well, Chucker, you've done a nice job. Thank you. We'll go on to thinking about something else now. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.